From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why you can shoot first and ask questions later in Florida. But first to Iraq. After 3 months of intense negotiations, Iraq has a new government. The country's National Assembly approved the nominated members today. Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari spoke of returning the stolen smile to the lips of children as he announced his picks yesterday. He made the announcement inside Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone. Joining us is Patrick McDonald. He's the Baghdad bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times. And first of all, tell us who's in this government and who is not.
Well, I mean, the government has pretty much shaped up along partisan ethnic lines as expected. It's dominated by, there's a cabinet of about 37 members. It's dominated by Shiite and Kurdish appointees as expected. There are a couple of surprises, however, in the sense that we were led to believe that all the names would be released today. And in fact, the cabinet still has two vacancies and five acting ministers. And one of the important acting ministers is Prime Minister Jafari himself, who's the acting defense minister, which is likely to be a point of contention since this was to be a Sunni Arab seat.
Right. And how has he incorporated the Sunni Arabs who largely sat out the elections?
His people have said that they will have significant representation, six or in some versions, seven cabinet posts in a cabinet which has about 37 people in it, which is, you know, quite significant considering that the very, very low turnout. But that's not to say that Sunni Arabs on the street are particularly happy about this. One of the Sunni Arab members of the assembly was visibly upset after today's session and accused the parliament of essentially being an Iranian plant. His name is Mishan Jabouri. He's a Sunni Arab, and he was quite agitated about what he regarded as a sellout because of what he considered the underrepresentation of Sunni Arabs.
And what is the fate of outgoing Prime Minister Iyad Alawi?
He has 40 seats in the 275-member assembly, and he has no cabinet positions. None of his people have cabinet positions after the talks trying to find him a place in the government collapsed. And he has said publicly, at least, that he will be happy to be a member of the loyal opposition.
Many Iraqis believe that a lack of government had fueled the insurgents and had caused instability throughout the country. So with this new government, have those fears been laid to rest?
I would say, in a short answer, no. We talked to quite a few people on the street today, and people are actually very skeptical. I think that the bickering that dragged on for some time has really sapped a lot of the hope that we saw here on January 30th. Now, that said, there were some real concerns about lack of central control out in the provinces, which can lead to instability and just the kind of appearance of instability without a central government. And now there is something entering that void. So certainly U.S. and Iraqi officials are hopeful that this will kind of give the momentum back to what they consider the pro-democracy forces and take some momentum away from the insurgents.
Patrick McDonald is Baghdad bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.